All right. Our next presenter is someone that we all know because she runs one of the best organizations in our state. So here she is to tell us about happenings at Horizon, and it's going to be Camille Caffarelli. And when you're done, Camille, we have a little something we want to share with you.
Well, Denise, thank you so much for that introduction. I really appreciate that. Before I talk about Horizons, I want to brag a little bit about some of the people who are here. We have David Meyer, who is on our board, and we're so pleased to have him. And Byron Lee is on our board. We're very pleased to have him on our board. And Leslie Hamrick, who is a member of our staff, and we're just very, very pleased. Okay. It's all about blind people. It's all about getting together and doing things correctly and working together as an equal unit of people. The other things I want to make is to the NFB Newsline, because it's been extremely valuable to us, and we use it. And I just want you to know that we don't take advantage of it. It's a great, great thing, and I promote it whenever we can. Okay. So I'm going to talk just a minute about our history. I don't know if everybody knows it or what, but I thought I'd tell you a little bit about it. What happened was I had three very little children. They're not little anymore. They're 4, 8, and 9. And my husband had retinoblastoma, and he died. So I had these three kids. And I had to figure out what I was going to do to support these kids and how I could possibly make a difference. Well, because I have the attention span of a two-year-old a lot of times, I couldn't see myself doing medical transcription or something like that where I sat in one place all day long, which isn't a bad job. You just have to have a certain personality for it. Anyway, so I started looking at some of the cultural institutions in and around the Chicago area and working with them to make them interesting. And I started Horizons actually in my basement, and we kind of grew since then. Now we own our own facility in Crystal Lake, and we also now have an off-site location, which is used for disaster recovery, which is kind of new. That's just brand new. So we do that, and we're eager to move ahead in any way that we can, as long as blind people come out on top. We work with, as I said, cultural institutions, a lot of the theater programs, some city events. The other thing that we have, yesterday I think you saw them, and we have a catalog, our gadget gallery, and our people were here showing you things that were in that gadget gallery. Gadget Gallery has items that you might be interested in purchasing, but they're purchased according to what our people who are blind or visually impaired think is a good product. There's some products they come in and they say, how about this? And I say, no, this isn't going to work. We don't put it in there. We want to make sure it's the best for all of us. That is the bottom line. So we have a Gadget Gallery catalog, and that really does help a lot of people. We produce a magazine, and our magazine is a monthly publication. It has recipes, crafts, plant information, some sports material, just stuff that's kind of fun and interesting, okay? We get enough stuff every day that has to be read because we need it. But this is just for fun. And, oh, puzzles, that kind of thing. We put that in there, and and a lot of people like that. That publication comes out in Braille and large print. We do a lot of menus for restaurants, and we do textbooks for some of the colleges around. We do Bears schedule. Cubs haven't asked for anything yet, but we'll see what happens with that. We'll also see what happens tonight with that. We've done work for Seattle Sutton. And we do all the work for the RTA. So when people have letters and things like that come out, we do that for them. I didn't say, but I should have said that we now have over 50 employees, so we're kind of growing. And you know, a lot of us are blind. You don't know. I'm using Braille as I'm doing this, so you know that. We're all Braille, a lot of us are Braille readers. A big part of what we do is billing statements. Billing statements are weird because they're the biggest part of our income, but you can't say you do them. So think of places that you get bills from, and many of them come from us. We do over 30,000 statements a month. And a big thing that we started about 5 years ago, is directions for me. And a lot of us said this out of frustration because, you know, I'm ready looking, trying to make a batch of brownies or a cake, and I'm thinking, oh, why do I have to wait to ask a sighted person how to do that? I don't really want to. I know what I'm doing. It's just that these recipes are just a little different, that you can't assume you know what you're doing. Never assume you know what you're doing. Anyway, so we now have the thing where you can either use a scanner or you can write the item in on directionsforme.org and you get all the information that you need in order to use that item. You also get warnings. So, and this was Michelle Obama did a big thing on how great directions was because it allowed parents of, you know, blind parents of kids to know what warnings and things were in items so you'd know what to give your kids and what not to give your kids. So that was kind of a nice thing. One of our new and latest things that we do now is we produce dialogue. If you're familiar with them, we produce Braille, large print, and audio on dialogue. And again, this is done as much as possible by people who are blind or visually impaired. One of the big things that's coming up that we're doing more and more of are overlays. Overlays are the things that we're having more and more trouble with when we get a washer and dryer and it's a flat surface, right? And you're trying to think, okay, when there was a knob, you clicked it to get to the second click. Okay, that's, you know, that's stain or whatever. Well, now it's just a flat surface. So a lot of companies are contracting with us to do overlays that we put on the device, and then you know what each one of the things are. So that's kind of been new and exciting. We do significant amount of business cards, and we do a lot of the work, almost all the work for Vanda, which you, I'm sure, have all heard about. Yes. And they're very good. Okay. Another thing that we have is our Weekenders group. One of the things that I notice is people like to have a lot of support groups for people who are blind, for those of us who are blind. And, you know, they sit around and they talk about what they could see before and what they can't see now and, you know, that kind of thing. So that's why we started Weekenders, because we said, okay, let's just do stuff, have fun, know that you're visually impaired or blind, and enjoy it and not worry about it, and then you're going to feel a lot better about yourself because you're going to know that you did the things you always used to do and you're going to have just as much fun with them. So Weekenders is a big thing with Horizons, and we're pleased to have it. We also produce a large amount of tactile art, three-dimensional type art. And it's actually three-dimensional, where you feel everything is not, it's not a line drawing, because a lot of us don't think in terms of two dimensions. I mean, I've had a blind person say to me, there is no way a chair can be two-dimensional, because it has width, height, and length, right? So we try to make things that are that people can understand and work for people. I think that one of the problems, I'm just going to vent now, I guess. One of the problems that we have, that all of us have, is not so much that we can't see, because there's ways around a lot of things, but it's the attitudes of society. It's what they do to us. It's how they make us. They don't say the words, oh no, but they still do it. And when there's somebody around, they're always talking to that other person if they think they can get away with it, which they usually can't when they're with me because I won't let them do it. But You know, I mean, I don't want to talk to somebody if it's not something that isn't my business. Don't get me wrong. But if it is, then talk to the person, you deal with the person. It doesn't matter how you perceive something, whether you feel it, hear it, you know, see it. Matters is that you get the thing done in the first place and that you can execute the task. I want to just tell you a small story that happened to me when my kids were little. I was in the middle of washing a floor in my, you know, down on the kitchen floor. And my little son, Keith, who was little at the time, said to me, you know, Mom, I'm just going to go outside. I'm going to go play with my girlfriend. And, you know, he's about five. And they have two doorbells there. One bell is round. One doorbell is round and the other one is square. Don't push the round one. It's the square one that she has because the round one's for downstairs. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, you know, and I heard him talking to himself. And I'll never forget it. He said, I guess it really doesn't make any difference whether you call something round or square or white or black. As long as people, it doesn't matter what you call it, as long as it is, because I guess one of these was black and the other one was white. And he just knows that it doesn't make any difference as long as you get the message across. That's what it's all about. Getting the message about, making people feel good about it, and working together. I just, again, want to take a minute to commend the NFEI for all that you guys are doing. I think you're doing a great job. Thank you, Denise and Patty, and just everyone who's working on it. And I hope in some ways, if we can work together, because that's what it is. If anyone has any questions, I'd be glad to answer. Yes.
Okay, we need a microphone.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. A comment and a question, Ms. Caparelli. First of all, comment. I've read the work that Horizons has done because I get a bank statement in Braille and it's done by you guys. I've actually had a couple paced bus schedules that you guys have done. It's very nice work, I must say. And also, I heard you talk about Dialogue Magazine and how you guys are doing that now. And are there going to be any plans to put that magazine on the Newsline system in the future?
You know, I don't know, because I think there's a subscription fee for Dialogue, but let me do this. I'm on their board, and I will certainly bring that up to their attention and see what they have to say. And see if we can do anything. If we can work on it, we will. And I appreciate the thought. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Because I do. Randall? We do. Okay.
Kathy Randall.
Kathy?
Yes.
Talk to me, Kathy. One more.
Well, this is good.
No, I'm good. I'm good. If people talk to me, I'm fine. All right. As long as people chat at me, I'm good.
Thank you. I have a little weekend cottage in Brown County, Illinois, and I stupidly, as Patty said to me, and I agreed with her, I thought I could read the flat top glass, feel the stovetop.
Yeah.
And I could on the demo, but not on the one I got. Can you guys do, it's an LG, if I got the...
Yeah, LG's one of the ones that we've been looking at doing. Their company has talked to us about it.
So you could do a
yeah, we could probably do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, LG's one of the firms, yep.
I'll have to get the information and get the model number and so forth,
yeah,
I
no,
guess, and call you guys.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
thanks,
right.
Camille.
Well, see, there's a happy camping.
Well,
we
I dymo-taped my stove, and now all the sighted people in my household tell me they can't see well enough through it.
Oh.
my answer has been, welcome to my world.
Shame on you.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, well.
Yes. Hello.
They'll learn, won't they?
Are there any other questions?
Anybody else?